you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back to Simpin' After Dark. It's your host, Victoria D. Wells.
And Ashley Mansleazy.
And we are here.
I'm just kidding. It's Ashley Mendoza.
Oh my God, I actually thought it was Ashley McSleazy.
Not sleazy at all.
Not one bit. But something that is a little bit sleazy could be this podcast. I don't know. We like to dissect R&B songs, and we like to correlate them to our daily lives, our relationships.
Yeah. So it might get a little sleazy sometimes because, you know, just life be sleazy.
It really be like that sometimes.
Sometimes.
You know what's so funny is that this song, it scares me.
Scares you?
Yeah.
Is it triggering?
It's so much.
A little scary.
I don't know. I, as the Capricorn zodiac, I know people are probably rolling their eyes so fucking hard right now.
Get with it.
I don't give
it,
a shit, okay?
Get fucking with it.
Yeah, I don't like to open up. Not that it's like a bad thing. It's just, you know, when you've been slightly traumatized in the past, you tend to be a little bit more guarded, little bit more.
That's big Earth Gang energy.
Right.
Virgos, same fucking shit.
I was like, yeah. Virgo, Taurus, Cap, we're very like.
We're all like, keep to ourselves and sit back and kind of observe and feel shit out. And then sometimes you let your guard down and it's like, it just backfires.
And then immediately regret it.
And then you remember exactly why. Why did I ever let my guard down?
What song are we talking about today, Ashley?
What is it called again?
It's called Open Up.
It's called Open Up. That's right. Oh, you just want me to say her name. Because we can't figure out how to say it. So I'm going to say it's by Umi. It's spelled UMI with all capitals, so it could be UMI. We probably should have looked it up first, but whatever.
Look, when do we know how to pronounce anything right on this podcast?
Never. Never.
That's kind of our thing, is that we don't know anybody's names. We don't know the names of the artists. We don't know the names of the songs.
We don't know what we're doing.
We have no idea what's going on.
How did I get here?
How do we get here today?
I literally can't believe I'm doing this right now. Like, I just woke up one day and I was here. But
this is happening.
She's great. She just dropped her little EP.
Yes.
I wish I remembered the name of it.
I came across the song and I immediately was like, are you talking to me?
Bop.
This is a bop.
Yes.
It was
very relatable.
Yeah. And I think it's okay. I'm sorry.
We're drinking a little
sucky. We've had some mo-s.
Now I have to beep that out.
Damn it.
No free clout.
The thing that I like about this song is that I really feel like it's fun. It's fun. And I've said this on the last podcast, but I feel like I love an R&B song that tricks you into feeling your feelings.
Yeah.
You know? And this is one of those ones you're like, oh, this is a good song because it's kind of like an upbeat R&B song.
Yeah.
But then you're like, oh, it's kind of serious at the same time.
Yeah. It's like Wow, I'm in my feelings, but
I think we should play a little clip of it.
Let's play him a clip.
Let's hear a little sample. Didn't mean to break your trust. I didn't mean to make this tough. I'm scared I'm gonna pass you off. I really wanna show you love. And maybe who I be is enough. And maybe all I need is a hug. No, I never mean to fuck it up. Maybe I just need to open up. Okay, so you like feel what I mean when I say like, you're like, oh, this is kind of like a fun.
Yeah, it's like kind of like uplifting.
Yeah, but then you're like, no, what is she saying? She's like, maybe I just need to open up. So
pull these lyrics
let's break these lyrics down. That I really like the beat of this song. I don't know. I really like the song. I shouldn't lie to you. It wouldn't be nice to you. If I wasn't being myself, yeah, why am I so scared of myself? Oh.
Oh, she's calling me out.
Yeah. Okay. Can we get really real on this podcast for a second?
Let's get fucking real.
Okay. It's scary to open up. It is scary to be in love. It's scary.
Being vulnerable is not a nice feeling.
It
feels like you're just like naked and like people are pointing a bow and arrow at you. And yes. It's just like it can hit you in your vagina.
Right in your clit.
Right on your chest. I feel like the most vulnerable you could be physically.
It's like being vulnerable. And I feel like, okay, again, back to astrology, Earth Gang. I feel like we're a little bit honest with ourselves because we tend to be honest people. So I think this song, like I kind of wonder what her astrology sign is. We should look that up.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like this song directly correlates to like when you find yourself being rude. Me.
Oh, hell, it's big Virgo too.
fire energy. I know our teasers too.
Oh, so she's a Aquarius.
Oh,
there you go.
No wonder she doesn't want to open up.
There you go.
Are you fucking Aquarius. Kidding me?
It's big. Yes.
No wonder Aquarius is the epitome of like
closed off.
Yeah, I'm just gonna go feel this over here. Bye.
Yep. Like, not ever express your feelings.
Oh my god.
And my dad, I can never fucking read him. He's just always the same fucking mood.
So I'm
monotone like personality.
Yeah, it's like you don't know if they like you or hate you. Yeah. And you'll never know. And the worst part is like I'm a Capricorn sun and I'm an Aquarius moon and rising.
Ow.
So I'm like, oh, cool. I just don't want any friends. Cool. Okay. All right.
Like super closed off.
Yeah. Well, it's just, and it's not like, it's definitely, I feel like Capricorn Aquarius energy is very mind your own fucking business energy.
Yeah.
It's very like, nope. I'm just going to deal with my problems by myself. I'm just going to be by myself. If I have an issue, I'm going to deal with it by myself. If I have a problem with someone, I'm going to go. So it's this very like secluded, let me not express to anyone how I feel. And this song is one of those, it triggers me because it's like, oh, maybe I need to open up. Like she literally says in the song, maybe I just need a hug.
Bro, yeah. Like, it's like a lot of times it's like you don't realize it's like, hello, if you want love, you kind of have to open up. So
like you can't be a dick.
You can't be like
you can't be guarded.
Not sharing your feelings.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's like a lot to swallow.
It's really
hard.
It's a harsh truth. It's just like, fuck, you're gonna have to risk getting hurt.
Yeah. And that's like a risk you're gonna have to take if ultimately you want the benefit of being open and being in love.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn. So this song kind of like, it's one of those songs where like, I don't wanna listen to the lyrics. Like, I don't want to because I don't wanna address the fact that like, okay, maybe I am guarded. Maybe I do talk a little bit of shit. Maybe I do get defensive because those are all defense mechanisms.
Yep.
Because I don't want to be hurt. I am a vulnerable person.
We're just making everything a joke.
When you're just like, hi, wouldn't that be so crazy if we just like got together and like hung out and like actually had a good time and like fell in love. Like you don't know how to say anything
or
serious.
Guy's like, I think I'm starting to fall for you. And you're like, shut the fuck up.
Like, you're like, fuck you. You just want to suck on my pussy. He's like, I want to do that too. And you're like, I knew it.
I fucking knew it. You're just using me for sex.
Right.
Like, and I love you. And you're like, fuck
you. No,
you
don't.
Exactly.
It's exactly. The worst. And so I really want to break down these lyrics because, I, like I said, this song is triggering to me. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to open up about opening up.
Yes. Therapeutic.
And I don't fucking growth. Like it.
Do it. Do it for the podcast.
I didn't mean to break your trust. I didn't mean to make this tough. I'm scared I'm going to pass you up. I really want to show you love. Like,
I'm scared I'm going to pass you up.
I have 100%, like, not so much like breaking trust. I don't know necessarily what she means by breaking trust. Maybe she said something or did something that like invoked that. But I can understand perhaps like maybe taking a joke too far, taking something too far. Like, I've had certain scenarios in the past where like men have not contacted me and I've been like, why have you never? And they're like, oh, I thought you wanted to be alone. So I left you alone. And I was like,
Yep.
Like,
same thing where they're like, I honestly didn't know get the feeling interested. That you were into me.
Yeah. And I'm like, I was fucking talking to you. Like, yeah. What Isn't more do you want? What more do you want?
Like, I laughed at your joke.
I texted you back.
Like, I promise if I'm giving you my time.
Yes.
Like, at all. That like, means. I'm not that bitch that's going to, like, sit there and entertain you if I'm not, like, into you.
100% same.
I'm definitely not going to fucking hang out with you.
Heavy earth gang energy.
Like,
we are not wasting our time. I would
rather be in my fucking cave.
Yeah. I would rather be alone with a vibrator.
Yes.
For the rest of my life.
All day.
Then
hang out with somebody I'm not fucking into.
Then chase you?
Like, what? Yeah, no.
Look. Okay, and that's what I'm saying is like maybe that's our downfall. Maybe that's our like that's where we go wrong is that we are so like this is me making an effort and some people are like, hey, like, I didn't even know that was an effort and you're like, you didn't.
Well, you should have.
You should have known.
If you fucking know me at all, but I guess you don't really love me then because if you did, you would know that.
So it's low-key like a double, it's like a catch 22. It's a double-sided sword where it's like.
I guess it's just like something like that we need to like.
Work.
Like on. Evolve.
Yeah, work on. Self-awareness.
No.
I don't want it. I'm not trying to grow. I don't want to grow.
Right. So when she says like, I didn't mean to break your trust. Like, that's kind of an interesting topic because I feel like there's so many ways to break trust that people don't realize.
Yeah.
Like, people just think it's like, oh.
Cheating.
Like you lied or cheating.
Yeah.
Like, there's like so many things beyond that. Like, when what's you're something building that trust, like. I think specifically if like the trust has been broken already, it's. Or if you're just building trust, because that's the hardest thing is to build trust. You don't just trust somebody off the bat.
What do I look like? A motherfucking stupid bitch.
What are we?
An idiot?
No, so. It's little things to build trust, like coming through when you say something.
Yeah.
Like little things, like anything. Just like knowing that you can but be counted on. But those are big things.
But okay.
The little things, but they're big things.
But at least to me, like I feel like, and we were talking about this earlier, like little red flags where sometimes dudes, and maybe like, maybe it's vice versa. Maybe there are men out there who feel the same way about women and they see little red flags where she's like, hey, I'm hungry. Let's go get food. And that's the only time like she ever hits you up. I don't know the finesse of women. Like I really don't. I don't understand it. I respect it. Like I admire it. I wish I could do it. But I have something called like empathy and sympathy. So like I can't.
Yeah, like
I can't just like use people. But is what I'm trying to say is like there's definitely this feeling of like in the beginning of a relationship where these little things that are really important to you can kind of make or break your trust or your faith in a person.
Mm-hmm. It's like little ass things that you wouldn't think. Little lies?
Yeah. Like if I ask you, oh, like what are you doing? And you say, oh, I'm going to hang out with my friends, like my guys or whatever. And then you're going, like if you say you're going to hang out with your guys and then you go to a party where there are other people, that's not hanging out with your guys.
Yeah, because then at that point, like why?
So, you know, like it's okay to say like, oh, I'm going to a party with my guy friends.
But that's okay. Lie about it.
But so that like little lie that to me is like, okay, so saying I'm hanging out with my guy friends is like, oh, we're having poker night or like just guys are here. So like if you're going to lie something as minuscule as that, then what else can you lie about?
Yeah.
Which is like.
Lying is like a skill and some people are
it's manipulative.
Good at it.
Oh, yeah.
Like some people are really good at it and it just like doesn't faze them.
Yeah.
Like to lie. Like they could lie to your face.
Or how about a tweet that I'm pretty sure just came out of Simpin. If he could lie to you, Like, if he lies to himself, what makes you think he won't lie to you? If a person has not addressed that personal issue with themselves, then what makes you think that they're all going to be like, oh, you know what? You're right. I hurt you. Like, girl, that person or guy, that girl, whoever is lying to themselves regularly.
That's kind of like if you're dealing with someone that, like, does a lot of self-sabotage.
Yes. Or victimizing.
They're not going to have any problem doing the same thing to you.
Yeah, it's like if you can feel some type of way about X, Y, and Z, then what's going to happen with A, B, and C or whatever? Like, and I think that's where my issue is because I take these like past scenarios and I apply them to like, I generally apply them. And is it fucked up? Perhaps. But at the end of the day, like, I've also not been led off too far. Like, I mean, I guess I don't really know how many relationships I could have had that might have been.
Yeah.
You know, like that maybe I perhaps pushed off, but I will say that every relationship I've ever wanted, I've pursued wholeheartedly.
Yeah. It's like, that's the thing too. It's like, once you know you're about something, you're about it, you know? And a lot of times it's like, with like building trust,
like when you decide,
not even like, a lot of times it's not even about like building the trust, but it's like not doing the one little thing that's going to break
fuck
it apart.
Up.
Yeah. It's a fine line. It's a fine line. I don't know. It's interesting.
Yeah. So she says, don't let go of what's in front of me. The pain in my soul, it's making it hard to breathe. And I should have known that I'm still the older me. See my journey onward. That's literally like, I should have known I was still the older me. That is some honest ass shit. Like, in order to address the fact that you perhaps still have the same tendencies that like you're old. Like
you work on it and you try, but like it's easy to fall back and like still be that person because it's hard. It's like a work in progress and it's like something you have to continue to do every single day.
Yeah, it's not like a pass fail.
Yeah.
It's a continuous journey.
It's not like you just get to this next level and you're just there. Like you have to fight to stay there or you're going to go back down.
And that's why I like how she ends it. She hits it with like, open up. I really want to open up for you. I really want to open up for you. And she ends up like, that's because at the end of the day, like, bro, like if you could have a female or anyone, when I say female, like I'm just speaking from a perspective like that I'm in. If you have a lady, if you have a man, if you have a partner, whatever they are, and they are willing to address their issue and talk about it and change it, you got to give some kind of credit right there.
Yeah.
There's got to be some kind of credit.
Yeah, anyone willing to work on themselves or anyone especially willing to change for you.
Yeah.
Like, that's good.
Yeah.
Like, don't fall into that little trap of like, oh, like, my soulmate needs to be somebody that accepts me for all my flaws. Like, to a degree. But, like, somebody that you're with should want you to be better for each other.
Can I also say that I will say that that's probably the reason why I stayed with my ex so long. Is because he was the type of dude that if I had an issue with him, he'd be like, oh my God, let me change this. I want to change this. I want to be better. I want to grow. But then he would never like actually do anything that contributed to that.
Fell a little short.
Because
willingness is like, that's awesome. And that's probably why you stayed around for so long.
Yes.
But when like
your that takes balls.
Actions aren't matching what you're saying, it's like not enough.
Yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
So as much as I love Umi or Umi, like, fuck, I don't know how you say your name. But like, yeah, girl, are you doing it? Are you actually following through? Like, are you really opening up or are you still being closed off? Are you still like brushing off his text because he's texting you at night? Maybe you just feel some type of way. So you're like, you know what? I'm just going to ignore him till tomorrow and whatever, because I already know what this is about. Blah, 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 blah.
And that's such a hard cycle to get out of, like, to like, just like the anxiety of just like always thinking that somebody's like
gonna out fuck to you get over. You. Yeah.
And like trying to hurt you. It's like, he's with a bitch right now. Like, he's laughing at me. Like,
or if he's like, yo, I'm busy. You're like, I know he's with some other girl. Mm-hmm. It's like, girl, like maybe he really just is busy. Like, and I'm it's not that. I know the idea that there are some girls.
It's so easy to fucking get played though.
It really is. It really is. Because at the end of the day, you have to like, you really have to put yourself out on the, out on
you just
the line.
Have, you, and you really just honestly have to be like, just hope that the truth will come to light if they are playing you.
How scary.
Like, how, like, that's so, like,
vulnerable.
You have to be so vulnerable and just be willing to just, like, you get know, hurt. Oh, well.
Yeah.
If he is.
Like, there's nothing I can do. It's not my fault.
That's literally all it is. It's like, you have to, like, if you want love, you have to go all in. Let your guard down. And then if they end up hurting you,
That's life. On to the next. This is bullshit.
In the words of Ari Lennox, what did she say? She's like, oh, well, that's life.
She said, let me go check on these goddamn garbanzo beans. That's what she
did. Dude, it's so scary because imagine like she's like,
so, like this Umi song.
Wrote this whole song.
For
and
a
then
person.
And then at the end of the day, he is playing her. Oh!
So like, do you like the anxiety that I'm feeling in this moment just thinking about being played is fucking excruciating.
Yeah, like just thinking like, oh, I'm gonna let my guard down for this person, like, fine, I will, and then you still get motherfucking played.
Like, and I'm not talking about like, oh my god, we're in high school, I want to go meet him for dear. I'm talking like, okay, I like passed on a job to like meet you on this day, and I left, and I drove an hour all the way over here in Southern California or wherever the fuck you are. Like, you're talking about like adult, like you're not fucking around. Like, you have bills to pay, you have things to do, you have careers to focus on, you have like children or whatever.
You to
like,
my family,
yeah,
to my best friends, to like my career family.
Yeah. And then like
all this,
you have to just like hope
like I'm
that
planning,
they won't break your heart.
Yeah, because like it's like people say like, oh, don't plan your life around someone, but like, you know,
but also I want to consider you.
Yeah, if you're in a relationship, you have to consider the other person, and like to think that you could be like passing up shit in life,
yes,
planning around this person just for them to be fucking around on you.
Okay. And that's why like, okay, again, big Earth Gang energy, because like any other person would be like, do whatever the fuck you want all the time. And I'm like, look, yes, I want to do whatever I want all the time. Okay.
Bitch, I am the sign of service.
Like, it's, girl, I was
I'm
like
just thinking about sign, others all the
my
time.
My sign is like business orientated. So I'm like, I'm literally just like constantly like, how can I be better? How can I
help?
It just like, in any yeah. way. And so it's like in this instance of like, I have to, one time I dated a guy and I remember he was like, hey, he wanted to hang out with me on 4th of July. And so I was like, okay, like, what are the plans? Again, Earth Gang energy. Tell me the fucking plan.
Oh,
and
bro.
Don't change it.
I'm not like don't that spontaneous joke.
No. Like, I'll tell you, like, you want to go on a trip to the beach and you say, hey, I'm gonna pick you up. Let's go to the beach. Okay, let's go to the beach. But don't make fucking plans with me and then change them.
Yes.
No.
100%.
No. 100%. No, no. That is the biggest way to get me to fucking not like you.
I'll just have anxiety.
Yeah.
The whole time.
And I don't trust you, dude. That's a trust factor
that's
for
exactly
me.
That's exactly what I was
talking about. Trust factor. Yes,
that's exactly what I'm talking about. Like, little things that you don't fucking realize.
Yeah.
That can build or break the trust.
And I'm not
little
saying,
things.
Yeah. And I'm not
switching
saying
up
that, like,
the fucking plan.
And I'm not saying that like you also have to feel that way, but that if that's important to me and you're not respecting that, then like that's the issue. Yep. But he wanted to hang out on 4th of July. He was like, hey, 4th of July, we should hang out. I'm gonna be at like this barbecue. You should come with me, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, yeah, okay, 4th of July. Like I'm never the type to put a bunch of pressure on somebody. So yeah. I'm like, okay, like he said he wants to hang out. If he does, cool, let's go with it. If he decides to cancel, like whatever, I'll make it work.
Yeah.
He ghosted me. He ghosted me. Like, I texted him. I said, hey, we're hanging out. He didn't text me.
Wow.
He didn't say anything to me. And then he posted on Instagram and he was at this fucking party and he's around all these fine ass bitches with their big ass titties, fucking sparklers and shit everywhere.
Wow.
I was like, just like, you could kill me right now.
That's
and I would be
so
okay.
So fucking trash.
Dude. And so I didn't say anything.
Like, that's like the worst type of human being to like.
Like, just say, hey, I'm going. You know what?
It's a holiday. You could have made plans with like your friends.
What if
like
family?
What if they were going on like an out of town trip and like my family. Now and you like skipped out on like your friends went to San Diego and you skipped out to stay here and now you can't even be with nobody?
Literally. And I was just like, okay, like, dude. And me personally, I am. If you text me and said, hey, you know what? I have this opportunity to go to this party. It's this crazy party. I can network with people. I'm so sorry. I can't bring no one. It's just, I am the most understanding. Look, I got invited by this person and you know, I'm just not feeling it. Please, I'm so sorry for, I would feel bitter, but I would be like, I understand. Yeah. I would have some kind of respect for you.
And because at least they're considering your feelings a little bit.
So then like we didn't talk. I was like, I'm not going to text you. I texted him like, hey, are we hanging out? He didn't say shit. He posted that shit. And I was like, fuck you. Fuck this. This hurts. This is like, this is embarrassing. That's I'm just embarrassed. Like
straight up disrespectful.
Like I feel disrespected. I'm hurt right now. This sucks. I'm not only am I not hanging out with this person, I don't even have an opportunity to hang out with my friends, like you said, and do something else to like get my mind off this. And like, I'm just fucking here on Instagram, on social media, watching so now you having a good time.
Cry in my room. Tight.
Right? So I was like, let me play every song that hurts my feelings right now.
Plays Over It by Summer Walker.
And it was terrible, but it's like, and in that moment to that person, it was just like, hey, I'm so sorry. Like, I just had this other thing. I couldn't get to my phone and it was this no big deal, right? Mm-hmm. But now, when someone goes, hey, you want to hang out on Memorial Day? Or hey, you want to hang out on fucking New Year's? It's like a flood. And is it fucked up to that new person who perhaps is? Yeah. But like, yo, if you stick your hand in fire, aren't you going to think twice the next time you fucking stick your hand in fire? So it's like, I can't help that, like, based off of my personal experience, I've been fucked over. Like, I can't help that.
So now the next person that maybe doesn't even fuck up on that level, but something a little bit less, you're still gonna like take it to heart and like be like, well, this is why I don't fucking trust nobody.
Yeah. And I'm like, damn. And it's, and I'm not trying to blame people, but I'm also a logical person. So for me to like use my past experience to make choices based off of the future,
it's like, trust is just about following through, like, with what you say you're gonna do.
Absolutely.
So don't make plans with me and then switch it up.
Play that shit again. Bitch. Play the fucking song again.
Right? Maybe all I need is a hug, bitch.
Shit. I'm sorry.
Maybe
I'm sorry
all I need, I'm so mean. Maybe all I need is for you to say what you're gonna do what you say you're going to do.
Just do what you say you're going to do.
Right? Like,
that's like, ugh. Oh, men. Do we have any tweets? So many
things. Like, I just wish I could fucking make a list of all the little fucking bullshit.
You like lists too?
I love a list.
I love a list. I'll make a pro-con list real quick.
Yes.
All right. So this is a part of our podcast where we go into tweets. We basically just, Twitter is an important part of our life. I don't know about you, but I'd be on there daily.
It's like the daily newspaper.
And it's wake up. It's also really, it's real, but it's also not real because it's the internet.
Yeah.
Nothing on the internet is real.
Like, but reality on steroids.
It's definitely not Instagram.
In the most horrible way. But also in the best way.
I can tweet like, damn, I really want to kill myself right now. And someone would just favorite it.
Yeah.
And that's it.
You do that on Instagram, like,
someone would be like, are you okay? Do you need to talk to me?
Contact your parents.
I feel like it's cool. I just called the suicide hotline. It's fine. I already talked
to someone. My bad. Wrong app. Wrong motherfucking app.
So we like to bring up tweets because we feel like Twitter's just like a little bit more real than any other social media app.
Also, I got one that's kind of relatable. So it's at Lil Baby JX. She said, you're catching feelings whole time they miss their ex. Please do better.
And that's why it's hard for me to open up.
Yep.
Like that reason.
Sorry, you can't trust me because I'm not like opening up to you. Because you do have to open up to people if
they
trust you.
You do.
Sorry, I'm not, but like I can't trust you. Like, you know how many times I've been fucking fucked over by fucking men still having ties to their exes? Like, don't fucking talk to me.
Like, I'm letting you know right now that if a man ever approached me and was like, look, I do feel some type of way about you, but I had an ex and she really cheated on me. She hurt me. She abused my trust and it was really manipulative. And I'm still like growing from that. I'm still getting over that. I would be like, first of all, let me suck your dick.
Me at this point?
But I would be like, oh my God, my poor baby. Questions. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You gotta ask them questions.
But it is what I'm trying to say is that like, if I feel like women are so honest, like, hey, my ex really hurt me and I just want to let you know I do have trust issues.
Yeah.
So it is going to be a little bit tougher, but if you're willing to, then it would really yes. show me, it would really prove to me and it would make me feel. But then guys see that and they're like, yeah, come over, I love you, while they're fucking other people.
Bro, it's like just.
It's like, why are you manipulating me?
Yeah, like if you're still fucking with your ex, like don't talk to nobody.
No.
Like. Oh my God. Like it's one thing to be hurt by your ex and like to communicate that to your person so that you both know where you stand and yeah. why you have certain trust issues. But if you're still talking to them, then it's like, why the fuck are you fucking with me though?
Yeah. You obviously still like, have some kind of ties your to that ex person.
You're telling me your ex has access to you. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Go be with her.
Go be with her then.
Why are you with me?
Why the fuck are you talking to me?
Why are you here right now?
Why? Go.
Now.
Bye, bitch.
I feel the same way. I just,
it's
I also, but I'm also not one of those people who's like friends with my exes.
No, we talked about that. That's for psychopaths only.
Thank you.
Psychopathic.
And look, it's just weird. I'm sorry. Anyways, I actually really like this Twitter name. It's at Sarcasthic.
Ooh, Sarcasthic.
With two C's. That's fucking dope. Bitches really be out here with university degrees crying over a guy with only a birth certificate. Is that probably why we need to open up? Because we've been crying over dudes who only got birth certificates. Is that why we need hugs?
That's all they bring to the table is you were born here alive.
I mean,
and that's not even to like shame if you don't have like a fucking university level education or even
no,
whatever.
Not at all. It's just kind of a point.
That's classist, but it's just like, if you're stupid, why am I crying about you?
If you're a dude who, you know, like still uses the black ice in his fucking car, why am I crying over you? That's like when girls tweet those pictures of like boys' bathrooms and they're like, am I here?
God.
Because it's like it's almost like we know there's this level of maturity and it's like, what are you doing, baby?
Like
his mattress is on the ground. What are you doing? If his mattress is on the ground, if he don't even care about his own self,
there's just like piss stains on the floor.
What makes you think he's gonna care about your feelings?
There's piss on the floor.
He don't care about his own back.
His beard and pube hairs are just everywhere in the bathroom.
They don't even got a toilet scrubber.
Doesn't own a broom.
Like if you can't, that is a reflection of yourself, bro. Like your cleanliness is directly correlated to like how you feel about yourself. I'm letting you know right now, my perfect ass is not sitting on a fucking public toilet seat.
Oh God.
Not one. Cause you want to know why? My asshole gets scrubbed and lathered in lotion. Why the fuck would I degrade it by putting it on a public toilet seat?
Ew.
So it's like, if you can't even take care of yourself, why would I imagine you could take care of me or like fulfill me or pour into like what I need? You can't even supply yourself.
Straight up.
I feel like we really need to address this shit. It's like, look, we got trust issues. We need to open up. But at the end of the day, if you don't wash your taint,
oh no.
I really can't question whether you're going to love me or not.
I don't know how many times we've talked about that on this podcast.
Dirty taints?
Normalize washing your ass.
With hot water. Like, specifically hot water. If you're doing it with cold water, it's not the same.
Yeah.
You guys, you want to know what's so funny?
Let them sit with that.
You want to know what's so funny? Here at the headquarters in at the Wild 7 Studios in downtown Los Angeles, everyone here washes their ass with boiling hot water.
Yes.
So I feel
you can't sit with us if you don't wash your ass.
So you guys should email us at simpinafterdark if you wash your ass with hot water. I do.
Yeah.
Tell us about your ass washing techniques.
Let us know what makes or break trust for you.
Yeah, like tell us how you open up. I open up if I am telling you anything about myself, I care about you.
Yeah. Like if you are somebody who's like getting hurt all the time and just continuing to be vulnerable and open up all the time, like hit our line. Like,
we want to know
how
about
do you do that. How do you?
Are you okay?
Like, how? Is that like a superpower? Like, give me all your hints.
Are you God?
Tips and tricks. That's fucking crazy, and that's just powerful. Honestly.
It's beautiful. If you're a girl who, if a guy can fuck a bunch of bitches and you don't give a fuck and you don't care, please hit our line.
Like, if you've been hurt over and over and you just keep getting into relationships, like, posting them on your page, every new boyfriend all the time, like, that's crazy.
Girl, you wild.
That's, how do you do it?
How?
Hit our line, simpingafterdark@gmail.com.
Oh, this has been such a good episode, Ashley.
It's been great.
It's been fun. Folks, until next time, make sure you open up.
And make sure you wash your ass.